episodes of Pharmacy Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1005. In this episode, I'll discuss whether a pacemaker or implanted cardiac defibrillator protects from medication-induced torsades. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1005. And now, on to the episode. I've heard clinicians make this argument several times in my career, that because a patient has a pacemaker, or ICD, a QTC prolonging drug interaction has no or little risk compared to a patient without a pacemaker or ICD. While implantable cardiac devices are given to patients with long QT syndrome and other arrhythmias, there's no data on their use to prevent medication-induced torsades. The pacemaker component of such devices should in theory help prevent torsades by preventing bradycardia. However, the rate of most pacemakers is not likely to provide any protection from torsades. This is because a pacemaker is often set to prevent symptomatic bradycardia and may be set at a rate of only 50 beats per minute. A pacing rate of more than 70 beats per minute may be necessary to prevent the development of torsades. Furthermore, patients with implanted cardiac devices are likely to have a history of cardiac arrhythmia, something that is generally considered a risk factor for medication-induced torsades. Therefore, the presence of an implanted cardiac device may actually signal an increased risk of medication-induced torsades rather than a protective factor. The topic in this episode is inspired by an in-depth training available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access to this and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.